Hello, everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll get an update on the red-hot Saginaw Spirit. They took over first place in the West Division coming into this weekend's play with a big win against their rivals in Sault Ste. Marie. We'll find out more about the Spirit coming up in a moment. But first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is goaltender Stephen Dillon of the Niagara Ice Dogs. For the week ending February 24th, he posted a 4-0 record with an impressive 1.00 goals against average and .966 save percentage. He certainly had an impressive week and has been strong for the Ice Dogs all season, as the 20-year-old from Buffalo, New York, now playing in his fifth season with the Ice Dogs after being chosen in the third round of the 2014 OHL Priority Selection. He also set a pair of Niagara Ice Dogs records in the process. With his 90th career victory, he passed Mark Vizintin on the all-time wins list, meantime picking up his 31st victory of the season, set a new single-season mark. Shifting gears now to the Kia CHL Top 10 rankings, and Rowan Noranda of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League remains the number one team in the country. The top OHL club goes to the Ottawa 67s at number 4, the London Knights are at number 6, the Sioux Greyhounds at number 9, and honorable mentions this week to the Saginaw Spirit and the Oshawa Generals. Well, speaking of the Spirit, they moved into the top spot in the West Division coming into this weekend's play with a win on Wednesday night in the Sioux. Joey Botano is the radio play-by-play voice of the Spirit, and he joins me now to give us an update on all things Saginaw. Joey, right off the bat, let's talk about Wednesday night, a big win for the Saginaw Spirit in that battle for the West Division title with the Sioux Greyhounds, and going into the Sioux and getting a win, I'm sure was a great way for the Spirit to start out their weekend.
Well, yeah, it was a very impressive win Wednesday night for Saginaw. Came in and you look at the score 5-3, but really five unanswered goals there, and it was 5-1 all the way up till a couple minutes left in the game. And I was just really impressed with how little room Saginaw gave Sault Ste. Marie to operate, and really just controlled the puck from start to finish, and made it really difficult for them, and even frustrated them at times during the game. It was impressive, and as most people know, Saginaw has been on the other side of that against Sault Ste. Marie over the last couple of years. So from a Spirit standpoint, it was nice to control a game against them start to finish, and certainly bodes well with two more games head to head against the Sioux, and then two more games head to head against London as well. At that point, at least Saginaw has the upper hand and feeling confident moving forward here as we go into March.
You talked about not giving the Greyhounds much room, and have you found that's really been a big thing? Well, at the trade deadline, we heard of things like, of course, Tippett and McLeod, and people think of offense, but it sounds like the Spirit are playing that all-around game.
No, they are, and when I think about teams that are deep in the OHL, on the western side, I think of Saginaw. And on the eastern side, in regards to depth, I think of Oshawa as the two deepest teams in the OHL, four lines deep and three pairs deep on defense and strong goaltending. And I think that's what Saginaw has, and I think that's the advantage they might have as the playoff runs, as the season goes deeper and the playoff games start to accumulate, is that they're such a deep team. And even now with some pretty substantial injuries, like, their leading scorer up until last night, Cole Kotke being out probably until round one of the playoffs. Hayden Davis has been out, but he's going to try to give it a go this weekend on defense. Caleb Everett on defense has been out all year, and yet Saginaw has been able to do this with pretty much injuries throughout the year. You look, even Bodie Wild missed about 2.5 weeks there in late October and into November, and they've been able to put this all together. And obviously, the additions of Tippett and McLeod at the trade deadline certainly helped. And in my estimation, on both sides of the puck, I think Chris Lazary has them buying into playing a strong defensive game as well. Tippett and McLeod I'm speaking of, and Cole Perfetti playing with those two guys on the top line. It's been incredible to watch those three guys on any given night. It's something special, and to see a 16-year-old score 60 points in this league for the first time since Travis Konecny did it, it's it's pretty sweet, and it's pretty fun to watch these guys on any given night.
We talk about the offense. We've talked about the defense. How about certainly Ivan Prosvetov has made a name for himself in goal with some of his viral celebrations after games with cartwheels and things like that. But you've had a chance to see him play game in and game out. What has he meant to the Spirit this year?
Well, he made a name for himself with those cartwheels, but besides the cartwheels, he's just been really strong. And for me, Ivan was instrumental. Saginaw had won 14 consecutive home games before losing last Saturday night to Oshawa 5-1. And a big reason for that was goaltending. And obviously, anytime you can string together a streak like that, you need to have good goaltending, because not every night are you going to score 4, 5, and 6 goals like Saginaw has. So Ivan's been playing really well, and even the games where he hasn't been perfect, those have been the games where Saginaw has been able to put up 4, 5, and 6 goals and kind of help him out.
On this run, the Spirit have been on, have you found it's really built a buzz around the fan base and certainly around the Saginaw region, this team going for a division title, taking a run at the conference title, and knowing this is a team that's certainly putting up some big numbers this year? Are you finding it's sort of building that buzz around the community and the fan base?
100%, Terry, and it started with the trade deadline day, and the Friday we announced that we acquired Ryan McLeod from Mississauga, and then not long after that, we were able to announce that Owen Tippett had been coming, was coming over as well, and that was the Saturday night, and we actually played the Kitchener Rangers that night, and we had about 3,800 tickets sold for that game on Saturday morning, and we ended up selling out with 5,600. So the walk-up was incredible, and I think, obviously, when you acquire two players like that, you're telling your fan base that, you know, this is a year that we're going all in, and certainly Saginaw is a fan base that has stuck with this team through some tough times over the last 8-9 years, but certainly starving for a winner. It's been since the pro days in the 70s that a hockey team in Saginaw has won a championship, and Dick Garber and Craig Goslin have been committed to bringing a championship here, and you know, just fell on some hard times and had some really good teams. You know, if you look at the rosters over the years, they've had some really good teams that maybe have underperformed a little bit in the playoffs, and that's why they've never gotten out of the second round. But, you know, I think everybody believes that this could be the team that contends for a championship, and at least now at this point, certainly contending for a division title, their first one in 10 seasons.
That was Joey Botano of the Saginaw Spirit. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.